Unit 3, pages 54 to 55.
Reading. Stephen Hawking. Stephen Hawking is a famous scientist who has overcome great difficulties in life. For many years, he has had a terrible illness. In spite of this, he has studied, raised a family, and made important contributions to science. Hawking's contribution to science. Stephen Hawking is one of the most famous physicists in the world. In his most popular book, A Brief History of Time, which was published in 1988, he tried to explain the development of the universe. The findings of that research were an important contribution to science. Over the years, he has done more research and has published more books. He has received many important awards and prizes for his work. Hawking's childhood. Stephen William Hawking was born on January the 8th, 1942, in Oxford, England, exactly 300 years after the death of Galileo. This was during World War II. His parents' house was in London, but they moved to Oxford because it was safer than London at the time. As a child, he loved mathematics and physics and was good at them, but his terrible handwriting made his teachers angry. When he grew up, he continued his studies and later became a professor at Cambridge University. There he began his research on cosmology. He wanted to discover the laws that make the universe work. Hawking's illness. When Hawking was about 21 years old, he became sick with ALS, a terrible illness which causes paralysis of the body. It doesn't, however, damage the brain. Usually, people who have ALS can live only a few years. However, Stephen Hawking is a medical miracle because he has been living with this illness for 50 years. Until 1974, he was able to feed himself and to get in and out of bed. In 1985, he had an operation, after which he lost his ability to speak. But an American expert sent him a computer program called Equalizer. Hawking used it, together with a speech synthesizer, to help him speak. Today, he has lost all control of his body, but he can still use a computer to communicate. He directs the computer program through his cheek muscle, which is attached to a sensor. Overcoming difficulties. Stephen Hawking has had ALS for all of his adult life. Yet he married in 1965, has three children, and a successful career. He says he is happier today than when he was healthy. Although he has to overcome difficulties every minute of every day, his life is interesting and meaningful. He appreciates the fact that he has been given a chance to contribute to science in spite of his condition. In an interview he gave in 2006, when he visited Israel, a reporter asked him if he had ever wanted to kill himself. He said, "Life may be as bad as possible, but there is always something you can do and succeed at. While there is life, there is hope."